Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. They don't want it in Pennsylvania. They don't want it in West Virginia or Ohio. But it appears we'll take it here in Michigan. It is radioactive sludge from fracking operations in Pennsylvania. An oil and gas company there has announced it wants to ship up to 36 tons of low-level radioactive waste to a landfill in Wayne County in Belleville. The news has now prompted action by Governor Snyder, and Canton Democratic Representative Diane Slavens plans to introduce a bill this week to ban importing radioactive waste. And Republican Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge says he'll do the same in the Senate. Here with more is Detroit Free Press reporter Keith Matheny. Keith, what is this stuff and how radioactive is it?
Well, its technical name is technologically enhanced naturally occurring radioactive material. They call it TENORM as an acronym. And it's relatively low radioactivity. There is naturally occurring radioactivity all around us on a daily basis at a very low level. This is usually slightly above that, although I'm discovering cases where it's a little bit more than slightly above it. But relatively speaking, we're not talking about the kind of stuff that, you know, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission would get involved with, like, you know, spent nuclear fuel from a reactor. This is far, far below that. However, it is above the naturally occurring ambient radiation. So there are special regulations with regard to it, and there is, you know, at least some thought that there's a health risk associated with it.
Just what is TENORM?
Well, what happens is in the process of oil and gas drilling, and in particular the hydraulic fracturing or fracking process, you're breaking up a shale layer deep within the earth, and typically the radioactive material is sort of stored there, kind of packed together in compacted layers, and you're basically breaking it up as part of the process of this type of drilling. So as you withdraw the drill bore, you're accumulating this kind of ground-up material that includes the relatively higher radioactive levels. And you can imagine over the process of, you know, some of these fracking wells drill a mile and a half through a shale layer, and then you multiply that daily and you multiply that by the number of wells, and this stuff just keeps accumulating and accumulating. Eventually you end up with, you know, truckloads of material that has more radiation than is typical, and it's like, okay, what do we do with it? Increasingly, a lot of states that are involved in fracking are saying, well, whatever you do with it, you can't do it here. And then we have Wayne Disposal in Belleville that is kind of stepping up and saying, you know, we're licensed for this. We want you to bring it here. We're designed to take it, so we're becoming sort of a hub for it.
Well, and I want to ask you about that, Keith. I know you cover so many environmental stories. We've talked about similar stories in the past. How is it Michigan kind of has this reputation as everybody else's dumping ground with trash from Canada, the pet coke piles on the Detroit riverfront, this radioactive fracking sludge from Pennsylvania, which doesn't want it? This does not square with the pure Michigan image.
I don't really know the answer to that. I will venture a guess that maybe other states are a little further along with it because they've been more deeply involved in fracking than Michigan has to this point. There's some of it going on here in Michigan, but not nearly to the extent of states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, and those states seem to be a bit more advanced in how they're dealing with it on a regulatory level. This, you know, kind of highlighting that this is going on here certainly seems to have gotten the ball rolling on a deeper look at it.
And let's start with that. Since you broke this story in the Free Press over a week ago, things have been happening. Let's start with Governor Snyder's response.
Well, just yesterday, the governor announced that he wants to convene a panel of experts through the State Department of Environmental Quality that will kind of take a look at what we're doing here with regard to TENORM and whether it's safe and appropriate. This panel is going to have, you know, members of academia, members of the oil and gas industry, obviously members of the, you know, environmental quality side. It's portrayed as a rather diverse panel. And then sort of piggybacking on that announcement yesterday, U.S. Ecology, which is sort of one of the titans of waste management in the United States that recently bought the company that owns the Wayne Disposal site, said that they will voluntarily stop taking oil and gas drilling related waste while this panel convenes and makes its determinations.
And then we have Representative Slavens and Senator Jones each saying they're going to be introducing bills this week to basically outlaw that importation of the radioactive material in Michigan. So things are moving. But this really does come down to this very, very core question of we need energy sources, but not in my backyard. Do I want the byproducts of that?
Certainly, that there seems to be that sort of not in my backyard view in some of the states. Again, some of the states like Pennsylvania, there's no one east of the Mississippi that's doing more fracking than Pennsylvania, and they have really tightened. They actually have radiation detectors at their sort of normal general solid waste landfills to sort of trip off if somebody's taking what they call a hot load that ends up being, you know, having too much radiation in it. They'll immediately kind of kick it out, say, no, you can't bring it here. So one of the states that's a big generator is saying we don't want it.
And up to this point, Michigan was saying roll on in and, you know, dump it in Belleville. But that seems to kind of be on hold, hit the hold button while these actions shake out.
I've got to say my red flag sort of popped up when U.S. Ecology so readily volunteered to stop taking this waste as the governor's panel convenes, because they U.S. Ecology just purchased the company that owned Wayne Disposal for a very hefty sum. I don't recall what it was, but it's many, many millions of dollars. And one of the key things they announced at the time that they made the purchase in June was that this enables us to have another hazardous waste landfill. When you combine how fracking is growing and how T-Norm is becoming an increasing waste stream, it almost seems like they have to have designed this purchase with the idea of taking this waste in mind. So for them to so readily say, well, we'll suspend it while the panel convenes, makes me wonder if the panel's going to convene and say, well, you know, this is approved by our state regulations, it's approved by federal regulations, they're designed for it, so let's get the ball rolling again. That's where I think the legislature stepping in and making its own determinations might kind of throw a wrench in whatever maybe is going to happen.
Now, Keith, has any of this stuff actually been brought into Michigan to this point?
The Pennsylvania load that was imminent at the time I wrote my article a week ago today has not yet come. But I reviewing records, there have been radioactive materials that have made their way to Michigan already. It's a relatively recent development at the Wayne Disposal site, maybe within like the last year or so, that they've really stepped up that piece of it.
And do we have any idea of the timetable of either the governor's panel or these bills being introduced by Senator Jones and Representative Slavens?
No timetables were announced for the panel. I've got to believe it's going to act relatively quickly, because you know, having this matter in limbo is going to be probably difficult for the U.S. Ecology folks and, you know, others just waiting for an answer. So I don't know, but I don't suspect it'll be a long time frame.
Keith Matheny, Detroit Free Press reporter. Thanks for speaking with us today, Keith.
Thank you.